Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Thursday, December 2nd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. The Ukraine election standoff interferes with the church planning outreach. Missionary radio expands in Brazil, and ministry outreach in Bangladesh shores up the existing church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Ukraine, where a parliament no-confidence vote will force the outgoing president to dismiss his government and appoint an interim one. It was an effort to bring the recent election conflict to a non-violent end. Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba hopes the standoff ends soon.
We have a regional evangelism and church planting center, and we have 8 workers there. Their families and in the streets, you know, their churches are also involved in all of those meetings outside. You know, they spend days and nights there with the crowds in downtown Kyiv.
Rakuba urges prayer for the churches and outreaches.
Churches got split by this election because in many places the younger generation would support Viktor Yushchenko, who is pro-Western kind of guy, and older generation that remembers communism and all the dependency on the state would support Viktor Yanukovych.
Next, the death toll from a powerful rainstorm that triggered landslides and flash floods in the eastern Philippines is rising. The flooding is affecting missions outreach as well. MNN's Ruth Bliss has the story.
IN Network says their work has been significantly affected by the storm that packed winds of more than 90 miles an hour. According to IAN's Donna Denmead, the work of IAN Network's church planters in Bicol, Quezon, and Mindoro will be severely hampered by the floods and devastation. She says areas of Manila have been flooded, including an area where they have a child assistance program. Pastor Nestor Flores is asking people to pray that God will protect the Philippines from another storm set to hit the country by early tomorrow. The death toll has climbed to over 400, and nearly 200 are still missing. Philippines is hit by 20 storms a year. IAN Network hopes to be able to release funds so they can distribute food and clothing to those who've been affected by the devastation. Pray that God will use this disaster to lead people to Himself. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
You're listening to Mission Network News. God's Word will reach even more people through missionary radio, thanks to Trans World Radio. TWR formally dedicated a new 50,000-watt shortwave transmitter in Santa Maria, Brazil last week. TWR's Tom Corcoran says that it has the potential of reaching more than 175 million people. He's expecting great things despite the shortwave signal.
There's a lot of shortwave listeners in Brazil. We've had 2 10-kilowatt shortwaves for a couple of years and been very satisfied with the response. And there's vast areas of Brazil that are not easily reached by any other way.
While programs will start in Portuguese, other languages will soon follow.
Right off the bat, we're going to be adding some of the tribal languages for the Amazon, broadcasting in languages like Makushi and Biniwa and Dacunha that people haven't heard of. And Lord willing, we'll be adding Spanish, too, because the transmitter broadcasts outside of the country of Brazil as well.
Next, AMG International is beginning to prepare for Hope for India 2005. Even as the 2004 Hope for India wrapped up, many were responding to the gospel as the result of media coverage. Thousands more responded to the altar call and committed their lives to Christ. AMG is asking believers to pray as next year's plans are being made regarding speakers and venues. They're also hoping to raise approximately $25,000 that they'll need to cover the expenses of the conference. And OMS International just finished up training in Bangladesh in the Every Community for Christ evangelistic program. The team leader was able to travel safely all throughout the northern part of the country. After the baptism program, the team chose some to be lay leaders and pastors for leadership training. Pray for the second training center as OMS needs to complete its construction. As people are trained, many will come to know Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You depend on us for your mission news, and now we're hoping you rely on us to help your church be more missions-minded. Mission Network News is now producing a monthly bulletin insert to help your congregation receive the information it needs to be a major part of the Great Commission, both at home and abroad. To subscribe, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.